Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributes over 65 lakh property cards under Swamitva scheme across 10 states and 2 union territories. Says the scheme aims to empower rural communities in land management. Over 1,500 nominations filed for 70-member Delhi Assembly elections. Scrutiny of nominations taking place today. In Kolkata, Ashialda Court to pronounce its verdict on Arjikar Medical Hospital rape and murder case this afternoon. 735 Palestinian prisoners and 33 Israeli hostages set for release in the first phase of Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal starting tomorrow. And in badminton, Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki ready to face Malaysian duo of Gose Fei and Noor Izzuddin in semi-final of India Open this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributed over 65 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme to property owners through video conferencing today. The property cards have been distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister termed this day as historic for the rural economy. He said over 2 crore 25 lakh property documents have been issued in the last 5 years since the implementation of the Swamitva scheme.
बीते 5 साल में लगभग 1.5 करोड़ लोगों को ये स्वामित्व कार्ड दिए गए हैं. अब आज इस कार्यक्रम में 65 लाख से ज्यादा परिवारों को ये स्वामित्व कार्ड मिले हैं. यानी स्वामित्व योजना के तहत गांव के करीब 2.25 करोड़ लोगों को अपने घर का पक्का कानूनी डॉक्यूमेंट मिला है.
While interacting with the beneficiaries, Mr. Modi said, lack of proper property documents is a big problem which causes disputes. He said proper documentation of the property will facilitate getting loans from banks and protect from illegal encroachments. He said property documents will unlock the economic potential of 100 lakh crore rupees in the country, which will prove instrumental in the economic empowerment of people.
Kendra Sarkar ki yojana se आपके जीवन की मुश्किलें कम हुई, ये मेरे लिए बहुत ही सुखद है. और यह देखकर बहुत अच्छा लगा कि स्वामित्व योजना के माध्यम से आप जैसे लाखों परिवारों की आमदनी भी बढ़ रही है.
जी सर,
हमारी सरकार की प्राथमिकता है कि देश के हर नागरिक का सिर गर्व से ऊंचा रहे, उसके जीवन में सुगमता आए. स्वामित्व योजना इसी सोच का विस्तार है.
The Prime Minister said the Swamitva scheme will make the rural economy the core pillar of development. Mr. Modi said the government is working for the digitization of land records and so far 23 crore Bhu Aadhaar numbers have been issued. He said 98% land records have already been digitized in the country in the last 7 to 8 years. He pointed out that with the availability of property rights, the problems of the Gram Panchayats will be resolved and they will also become financially empowered. He said valid property documents will also make it easier to get a proper claim in case of a disaster.
Swamitva Yojana se gaon ke vikas ki planning aur us par amal अब काफी बेहतर हो रहे हैं. आज हमारे पास स्पष्ट नक्शे होंगे तो विकास के काम की प्लानिंग भी सटीक होगी. अब प्रॉपर्टी राइट्स मिलने से ग्राम पंचायतों की मुश्किलें भी दूर होगी.
The Prime Minister said women will play a crucial role in building a developed India. He said empowerment of women is the focus area of his government and women are placed at the center of every major scheme. Swamitva scheme aims to provide record of rights to property owners in village areas. Prime Minister Modi has said the government has furthered rural empowerment by leveraging the power of technology and good governance. Mr. Modi said this while sharing a MyGov India social media post highlighting how rural land digitization is reshaping the future of agriculture in India. The post said that the transformative step has brought transparency, accessibility and empowerment to rural communities by helping to reduce land disputes and improve land management. It added that this has made it easier for rural citizens to claim ownership and rights, shaping the future of farming. A total of 1,521 nominations have been filed for the 70-member Delhi Assembly elections. According to the Election Commission, 680 nomination papers were filed on the last day of nominations yesterday. The poll body said the maximum number of nomination papers have been filed in the New Delhi Assembly constituency. A total of 29 candidates have filed 40 nomination papers for this seat. Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal is contesting elections from this seat against BJP's Parvesh Verma and Congress's Sandeep Dixit. The commission also said a total of 18 candidates have filed 28 nomination papers from the Kalkaji seat, from which incumbent Chief Minister Atishi is contesting against BJP's Ramesh Bidhuri and Congress's Alka Lamba. Scrutiny of nomination papers is taking place today, and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 20th of this month. The National Internet Exchange of India, NICSI, has announced the launch of Internet Governance Internship and Capacity Building Scheme. The program will offer a biannual internship with two parallel tracks, a six-month and a three-month program. Electronics and Information Technology Ministry, in a statement, said each intern will be mentored by subject matter experts from international organizations, members from special interest groups, high-ranked retired government officials and faculty advisors from recognized institutions. In Bihar, the Joint Parliamentary Committee JPC on Waqf Amendment Act has started consultations with different stakeholders, including representatives of Waqf boards in Patna. Talking to the media in Patna, Chairman of JPC Jagdambika Pal said the committee will submit its report in the upcoming budget session of Parliament.
जो पार्लियामेंट के द्वारा जब सरकार के आग्रह पे ये ज्वाइंट पार्लियामेंट्री कमेटी वक्फ के अमेंडमेंट एक्ट को तो अब उसमें बिहार में भी आकर के और यहाँ के डेलीगेशन से यहाँ के ऑफिशियल के साथ वक्फ बोर्ड के साथ माइनॉरिटी कमीशन के साथ या जो बार काउंसिल के लोग हैं या लायर्स हैं काफ़ी डेलीगेशन से सुना उनके साथ हमारी मीटिंग होगी क्योंकि हमें रिपोर्ट इसी बजट सेशन में देना है.
The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has attached 142 immovable properties worth 300 crore rupees in a Muda-linked money laundering case allegedly involving Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah and others. The attachment is part of a money laundering probe into alleged irregularities in land allotment by the Mysuru Urban Development Authority, Muda. Devotees and pilgrims in Mahakumbh Nagar in Prayagraj can now listen to Akashvani's Kumbhwani news bulletins live from the public address system. The Kumbhwani news bulletins are broadcast from 8:30 to 8:40 a.m. in the morning, 2:30 to 2:40 p.m. in the afternoon and 8:30 to 8:40 p.m. in the evening. More from our correspondent.
The initiative will help the devotees and pilgrims to get information and updates on various activities related to the Mela. Kumbhwani news bulletins are also heard on 103.5 MHz frequency, news on AIR app and web's OTT platform. Few persons also shared their views with Akashvani News and termed it a nice initiative.
मेरा नाम तनु शर्मा है और मैं यहाँ प्रयागराज से ही हूँ. महाकुंभ में मेरा टी स्टॉल है. जब मुझे पता चला यहाँ कुंभवाणी समाचार प्रसारित होगा तो ये सुन के मुझे बहुत अच्छा लगा और इससे श्रद्धालुओं को भी बहुत सारी जानकारी मिलेगी.
मेरा नाम योगराज सिंह झाला है. मैं MP मध्य प्रदेश उज्जैन का रहने वाला निवासी हूँ. मैं यहाँ मेला देखने आया था और जब मुझे ये पता चला कि आकाशवाणी का कुंभवाणी समाचार का लोगों को सुनने का मौका मिलेगा तो यह बहुत ही अच्छा पहल है क्योंकि इससे लोगों को नई नई जानकारियां मिलेगी।
द कुंभवाणी चैनल ऑफ आकाशवाणी डेडिकेटेड टू महाकुंभ 2025 वाज लॉन्च्ड बाय उत्तर प्रदेश चीफ मिनिस्टर योगी आदित्यनाथ ऑन 10th ऑफ दिस मंथ इन प्रयागराज इन द वर्चुअल प्रेजेंस ऑफ यूनियन मिनिस्टर ऑफ स्टेट फॉर इन्फॉर्मेशन एंड ब्रॉडकास्टिंग डॉक्टर एल मुरुगन। द चैनल विल ब्रॉडकास्ट न्यूज एंड अदर प्रोग्राम्स टिल 26th ऑफ फरवरी। आनंद कुमार फॉर आकाशवाणी न्यूज महाकुंभ नगर प्रयागराज।
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the midday news. The much-awaited verdict on the Arjikar Medical College case in Kolkata will be given today by Sialdah Court. The investigation agency CBI has charge-sheeted Sanjay Rai in the case. On the other hand, the parents of the victim, junior doctors, and various sections of society have expressed their anguish over the fact that the CBI has not been able to charge-sheet any other person in the case. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has announced the development of a single platform for transport in Mumbai, speaking to media after a meeting with Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in Mumbai today. Mr. Fadnavis explained that this platform will allow people to plan their journey using a single ticket across the metro. The Mumbai police questioned a carpenter in connection with the knife attack on Bollywood actor Saif Ali Khan at his Bandra residence. The carpenter was questioned at Bandra police station yesterday as his facial features matched the suspected attacker. The police investigation is underway. India and the USA have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to enhance cooperation and information sharing on cyber threat intelligence and digital forensics in criminal investigations. In a social media post, the Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Ranveer Jaiswal said the MOU was signed by Ambassador of India to the US, Vinay Mohan Quatra, and Acting US Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Kenegalo, in Washington, D.C. Israel will release 735 Palestinian prisoners during the first phase of the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal agreed upon with Hamas. In a statement, Israel's Justice Ministry said the deal is expected to go into effect tomorrow and include three phases. The first phase is expected to last for 42 days, during which 33 Israeli hostages are set to be released. The ministry released the names of all prisoners set for release, except for those of 25 minors aged between 16 and 18. The ministry's statement was released shortly after the Israeli government approved the deal, paving the way for implementation from tomorrow. On to sports in the India Open Badminton Tournament. The Indian men's doubles pair of Chirag Shetty and Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy will face the third-seeded Malaysian duo of Gozi Fei and Noor Izzuddin in the semi-final at the KD Jadhav Indoor Stadium in New Delhi this evening. The Indian duo defeated the South Korean combination of Jin Kyung and Kang Min Hyuk 21-10, 21-17 in the quarterfinal last evening. In Coco World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's teams will compete in the semi-finals today. The Indian women's team will face South Africa this evening at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi, later tonight. The Indian men's team will also take on South Africa, with their match scheduled to start at 8:15 p.m. at the same venue. A report.
In the other semi-finals, Uganda's women's team will compete against Nepal, while Iran's men's team will face Nepal men's team. Notably, the men's and women's team from the India, South Africa and Nepal have all made it to the semi-finals. Yesterday, the Indian men's team delivered a dominating performance, defeating Sri Lanka with a score of 100-40. The team played brilliantly, launching an aggressive attack throughout the game that Sri Lanka couldn't counter. Meanwhile, the Indian women's team achieved an impressive 109-16 victory over Bangladesh. Led by Captain Priyanka Ingle, the team dominated all four turns of the match. This marks the fourth consecutive game in which the Indian women's team has crossed the 100-point mark in the tournament. Abhishek Kapil, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributes over 65 lakh property cards under Swamitva scheme across 10 states and 2 union territories, says the scheme aims to empower rural communities in land management. Over 1,500 nominations filed for 70-member Delhi Assembly elections. Scrutiny of nominations taking place today. In Kolkata, a Shialda court to pronounce its verdict on Arjikar Hospital rape and murder case this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.